Cain and Abel.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. In his own image created he man and woman, and placed them in the Garden of Eden. But Adam and Eve, our first parents, disobeyed God and were forced to leave their paradise home. And they went outside the garden and made themselves a new home. There, Eve, it's finished. Behold our new home.
It's...
Oh, now, don't cry, Eve. I know it's not as pretty or as nice as our garden home was, but at least it's home.
It's very nice, Adam. I'll try to be more cheerful.
Well, if we try, Eve, we can be happy here.
How soon can we go back to our garden home?
Never, Eve. The angel is guarding the gate with a flaming sword, remember? Sin cannot be permitted in the perfect paradise home. And we sinned.
But the angel said that God is sending his only begotten son down to save us from our sin. Certainly we can move back in the garden then, can't we?
I don't think I quite understand just what the angel did mean.
Oh, I understand it, Adam.
You do?
God's son is coming down to this earth and forgive us of our sins. And then he'll let us go back in the garden and everything will be exactly like it was before we sinned.
I doubt, Eve, if salvation is quite that simple. Adam began to till the soil and to earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. Eve, too, began to find happiness in hard work. After a time, a new and wonderful joy came to them.
A baby.
A boy baby.
Just like you, Adam.
Oh, Eve, he is our son. He is born in my likeness, as I was created in God's likeness.
Oh, he's beautiful. I'm going to name him Cain, for he's sent to me by God.
Cain, our son. Later, a second son was born to Adam and Eve.
I'm going to name him Abel.
Abel, our second son, Eve. As boys, Cain and Abel differed widely in character. Abel had a spirit of loyalty to God and was obedient to his parents. Cain cherished feelings of rebellion and often murmured and complained.
Ah, but it's hot. I'm tired of pulling weeds. Come on, Abel, let's quit and play around for a while.
Not me.
Ah, come on.
Father said to weed the whole field of corn, and we haven't even done one row yet.
But it's hot. Too hot to work. I'm gonna go swimming.
Swimming?
Sure, why not?
Father sent us out here to work, not to swim.
He won't know unless you tell him.
But Cain, it isn't right to disobey Father.
I don't care. I'm going swimming.
Son, I thought I sent you and Abel to the east field to pull weeds.
Yes, sir.
Then why did you go swimming?
Did Abel tell on me?
No, Cain. I saw you myself. Why did you disobey me?
It was hot, Father, and I wanted to get cooled off.
Son, don't you realize how dangerous and terrible disobedience is?
I don't see no harm in going swimming on a hot day.
Neither did your mother and I see any harm in eating the forbidden fruit. But look at the result. Because of that one disobedience, the entire world is plunged into sorrow, death. Son, I must teach you that you must pay, in one way or another, for every wrong you do. Come, we will go to the grove. I've got to punish you. Regardless of what his father and mother did or said to teach Cain to obey, he seemed to get worse and worse. Cain, you're getting to be a mean, selfish, bad boy.
I'm not either.
Don't you care what people think of you?
No.
Doesn't it make any difference to you that God wants you to be a good, obedient boy?
Oh, I'll be good when I get older.
You'll change when you get older?
It'll be easy to be good then.
No, son, it won't. The older you get, the more difficult it will be to change. As the boys grew into manhood, Abel became a keeper of sheep, a shepherd. Cain became a tiller of the ground, a farmer. Now at certain times, these young men came together to offer sacrifices according to God's command. An altar was built, and a lamb slain, and lain upon the altar. The purpose of this ceremony was to show their faith in a coming Savior of the world.
I finished building my altar, Cain, so I'll help you with yours.
I don't need your help.
But you aren't nearly finished, and the ceremony is soon to begin. Now, God is not pleased when we are careless about our appointments.
What do you mean by that, Crack?
Oh, Cain, you know very well what I mean. You know you aren't doing as you should. You laugh at parental authority, you mock religion, you scorn the plan of salvation, you rebel at all that God...
I'm just as good as you are, Mr. Abel. I worship here at the Garden Gate every Sabbath day. I offer sacrifices at the proper time. I do the same things you do. Even our altars are built alike. Why are we so different? Why are you better than I?
It isn't the outward appearance and actions that count, Cain, such as these altars and Sabbath worship, you know that. It's the inner attitudes and devotion that make us what we are.
I'm glad you said that, Abel. It confirms my own opinion, that to offer the product of my own labor as a sacrifice is better than to offer a purchase sacrifice.
What do you mean?
I'm going to offer fruit upon my altar instead of a lamb.
But God expressly commanded that we offer a lamb as a sacrifice.
A lamb for you, yes. You're a shepherd. But I'm a farmer and a grower of fruit. I'll offer the product of my own labor.
But that would be disobeying God.
So what?
Father and mother disobeyed. Look at the result.
You yourself just said that it isn't the outward keeping of laws that count, but the inner attitude.
You're misapplying what I said. God will not accept a sacrifice that is not in keeping with his command.
We'll see. You go back to your altar and offer your sacrifice in your way. And I'll offer mine in my way.
Finally, the altars were finished and laden with a sacrifice. Abel's with a firstborn lamb, Cain with various kinds of fruit. At the proper time, Abel began the ceremonies.
O great and mighty God of heaven, upon this anniversary of the first sin, I make this sacrifice, and by this sacrifice I do show my belief in a Savior to come, and my great need for purification from sin. Accept this offering, O God, and consume it by fire from heaven.
O great and mighty God, I am Cain, firstborn of my father and mother. I offer a sacrifice of the first fruits of my hard labor. Accept this sacrifice, O God, and consume it by fire from heaven. Consume this by fire, O God, and thus show approval of my hard labor. I am doing this at your command, O God, so consume this offering by fire from heaven.
Cain, Cain, know you not that if your sacrifice is in keeping with God's command, he will accept it? If it is not in keeping with his command, then sin lies at your door.
Even after this warning from the Lord, Cain refused to obey, and in anger rose up against his brother Abel.
You think you're better than I am. Well, you aren't. Just because your offering was consumed by fire and mine wasn't, is no sign that you're right and I'm wrong. It's a sign that God is jealous of me, and so are you.
Cain,
you...
be careful. Say anything you wish about me, but never about God. God is just and merciful. He is kind and long-suffering.
Making mother and father leave the garden was merciful and long-suffering, I suppose.
They sinned, and sin cannot remain in paradise.
Are you insinuating that I sinned?
I am only saying that sin is the transgression of God's law. Mother and father disobeyed God's law when they ate the forbidden fruit. You have disobeyed God by not offering a lamb as a sacrifice.
I'm getting fed up with your holier-than-thou attitude, and you're constantly nagging me.
Please, Cain, I'm only trying to help. I'm your brother, and I want to help.
Oh, so you're only trying to help, huh? Don't ever remind me again that you're my brother. I'm getting sick and tired of your brotherly help. And once and for all, I'm going to settle with you. You take this, and this, and this, and this.
killed him. I better get out of here. Oh, I've got to rest.
Cain! Cain! Where is Abel, thy brother?
I don't know. He's old enough to take care of himself.
What hast thou done, Cain?
Am I my brother's keeper?
Now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
And Cain, the world's first murderer, went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. He became the head of a line of bold, abandoned sinners. His example and influence exerted their demoralizing power until the earth became so corrupt and filled with violence as to call for its destruction by the flood.